A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Kuf Beis, Erevin 102b, pagination page 204. There are a number of Mishnayos on the blot. We're going to be starting on this Amud from the second Mishnah. So it's about a quarter or a third of the way down, Masnisin, which starts Machzirin Ritiya Bamikdash, at the end of a line. Machzirin Ritiya Bamikdash. So the Mishnah is telling us, Machzirin Ritiya Bamikdash, you could return a bandage back onto a wound. If you're in the Beis HaMikdash, we want to encourage Kohanim to do the Avodah, and they're not allowed to wear a bandage during Avodah on their hands. It's going to separate from them and what they're doing. Therefore, they should remove it, and we're willing to have them put it back on afterwards. Avaloba Medina. But generally in the country, there's a restriction from putting a bandage that has medicine on it on Shabbos, because of the same legislation that we don't do medicinal things on Shabbos. We're worried that you're going to do something of a malacha, so it's restricted. In this case, the you would be smoothing the medicine, the ointment, onto the bandage. Now, this restriction applies if the only reason you're doing the medicine is because it's a little bit inconvenient, a little bit painful, miktsas choli, a little bit sick. But if it would be chole kol gufo, if it would be something that affects the entire body, that could cause a person to be bedridden, then it would have a different halacha, more lenient. And to a certain extent, that's what we rely on when it comes to antibiotics and the like, because we assume that if it's not attended to, eventually it would result in a person becoming significantly ill. In betchila, but to put the bandage on to begin with, kan v'kan osur, both in the mikdash and in the medina, beis hamikdash, and in the general population application, it would be forbidden. You can't put it on to begin with, because over here we do not have the leniency of the Beis HaMikdash that the guy is wearing it and we want him to take it off knowing that he'll be able to put it back on. Over here he didn't have it on to begin with, so we have no reason to allow him to put it on any more than the average person. The Beis HaMikdash factor doesn't impact. The Gemara tells us there's a bit of a machlokas over here. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Ritiya shapir sham al gabe maka, if you have such a bandage that came off of a wound, on Shabbos, machzirim b'Shabbos, you're allowed to return it according to the first opinion. So again, we're talking about a bandage that has medicine on it, so we're worried about some level possible prohibition that's going to develop here. Had it not had any ointment, it would be handled differently, more leniently. But because it has ointment, there's an issue. And we're talking that it's not such a significant illness or wound that requires attention with the permissive ruling of chole kol gufo, a person who's bedridden. We're talking very specifically that it's talking about miktas choli, a little bit of an ailment. So the first ruling is, you're allowed to return it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Rabbi Yehuda gives an entire exposition here of how you should handle it, moving the bandage up or down, etc., because he does restrict how much you're allowed to do regarding this bandage. If you'll drop down about five lines at the end of a line, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Amar Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel, Alocha k'Rav Yehuda, we should follow Rav Yehuda, that it's more restrictive in what you're allowed to do regarding this bandage. Amar Rav Chista, and then Rav Chista added on to that, Lo Shanu, Ela Shapir Shagabe Kli. The entire argument was only if it fell on a vessel. Avapir Shagabe Karka, but if it fell on the floor, meaning like the person is going to have in mind that it's not going back, Divri Akol Osir, everybody agrees that you're not allowed to put it back. So if you go back to the ruling of Rav Yehuda, if the only case they were arguing was if it fell on a vessel, and in that case Rav Yehuda was more restrictive, and we should paskin like Rav Yehuda, then the result is that whenever a bandage falls off, you would not be allowed to return it. Let's see the story, and we'll see why that makes such a big difference. Amar Mar Bar Rav Ashi, Avakim Nekamei Abba. He says he was standing in front of the Rebbe, Nafla Le Abe Sadja, and a bandage fell off onto a pillow. V'kamahadu Le, and he put it back on. Amina Le, I told him, Lo Sava Lamar Lahoda Amar Rav Chista Machlokas Shapir Shal Gabikli. The only machlokas was when it fell on a vessel of a pirsha gabi karka osur, but if it fell on the ground, everybody agrees it's forbidden. So again, the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the first opinion was when it was on a pillow. That's when they argued, even though that's pretty close to being worthy of being permitted. They still argued in that case. And Shmuel said, you paskin like the more strict opinion, like Rav Yehuda, that you're not allowed to return it. So if you put the two pieces together, then it should be forbidden. Amali, and he answered me, Lo Shami Ali. I never heard such a thing. Which is an expression that we use, Kalomar, and the Gemara explains, Lo Severally. I don't hold like that. Never heard of it. Meaning, I don't hold that the machlokas was when it's on a pillow. On the contrary, the machlokas was when it's on the ground. But if it's on a pillow, then you're allowed to return it, and that's what he did. So, in terms of practical halacha, if you're dealing with a ailment that's more severe than what's being described here, so it is going to be more lenient, a person should make sure not to smear it. Mm-hmm. Also, we recommend not doing the bandage at all. Person could put on the antibiotic ointment simply by squeezing it out of the tube and touching it to the wound, and it'll seep in on its own. That method is often employed by a child's, a baby's diaper rash as well. You could dab the ointment on and then simply put on the diaper or the clothing, and that alone will cause it to smear in place. And there's no reason to have to smear, and there's no reason to have to put on bandages either. In the last statement, Lo Shami Ali, I don't hold of it. I never heard of such a thing, which really means I don't agree. So I had a fascinating incident with a very big Pesach who's known to basically have a photographic memory, everything he ever learned, and just an astounding personality. And I approached him with an interesting question that someone told me, that when you move into a house, you're supposed to do something with a rooster, a whole story. And he told me, there's no such thing. It's not brought anywhere, no such thing. I later found it in the Pesachei Tshuva, in a basic mainstream source material. So anyway, I asked my Rebbe, I understand we don't paskin like it, but like, for such a personality to tell me it doesn't exist, I'm a little surprised. And he shrugged, and he made reference to such a Gemara, where sometimes if a person learns something and they totally disagree with it, and they realize that it's being brought, but it's not being brought lahalacha, it simply doesn't register. And they use the expression, Lo Shami Ali, there is no such thing. Kalomar, what he means to say, is Lo Severely, it doesn't make it into practicality. Yeshikoach, have a great day.